Blog Talk Radio.
Now, it's holiday season. There are mothers and fathers and entrepreneurs and workers who have something new to celebrate. The security of knowing that when the unexpected or misfortune strikes, hardship no longer has to. And you add that all up, and what it means is we head into next year with an economy that's stronger than it was when we started the year. More Americans are finding work and experiencing the pride of a paycheck. Our businesses are positioned for new growth and new jobs, and I firmly believe that 2014 can be a breakthrough year for America.
Shipmates, and welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, let's lift this jib and get this ship underway, huh? A lot of people out there, lots and lots and lots of people out there that want to take away your freedom, so it's up to us to stop it. Very close to Christmas tomorrow. Christmas Eve. Good God. You know, that's the only bad thing that I hate about baseball is, or the World Series, is once it's over, then it's, yeah, I know you got football that carries you over, but, you know, it just means it's the end of the year, and you're getting older, and I'm just sick of it. I want to go backwards. God almighty, would I love to go back 20 years. Holy good God. Then I could really get into trouble. Better not. Better stay right where the hell I'm at. I'm lucky to be alive, so I wouldn't want to go through some of that crap anymore, but that's all right. It's a whole different story. Look, when you're in the Navy, there's nothing you can do about it. It is a very, very dangerous occupation from time to time, and most of the danger is when you're, well, in port. Yeah, we're moving right along with that one. Anyway, you want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. I love saying niner. I really don't give a damn. Anyway, to start this off, all right, first of all, this whole Duck Boy controversy nonsense, I am just absolutely fed up with both freaking sides of it. I have nothing for or against the Duck Boys, nor do I have anything for or against the homosexuals or the people that are all freaked out. These are the people that don't even watch the program, are all wigged out, and they want the show off the air simply because they prey on their show. I don't get it. That's all this was a frickin' setup. Plain and goddamn simple. This shouldn't even be an argument. This is what what I am against is this argument. What I'm for is the First Amendment. I'm sorry, but you can say whatever the hell you want. Look, I don't have to like it. Go around killing white cracker babies and all that. Look, I don't like that. If you're going to accept one side, you got to accept the other. Now, if they're acting on killing white cracker babies, you got to be whooping some ass is what you got to be doing. But look, words are just that, words. Look, we got to start using a little common sense sometimes. You know what I mean? Look, if all the viewers didn't like it, then I could understand where there's an argument. But people don't watch the program, never even, probably half of them never even heard of it until now, nor do they even read GQ magazine, probably most of them, but because they watched the evening news, now they're experts, they know everything on what the hell the whole thing is about. Shut up. There shouldn't even be an argument. Look, I really don't care. You know, if you don't like what the guy says, you don't like the people, you don't like anything about them, you don't like the show, then don't friggin' watch it. My God, I can't begin to tell you how many shows I've seen on television that just absolutely disgust me. You know what I do? I just use my thumb, my right thumb, believe it or not, just my thumb, and I just click that next channel button, one of the arrows, either up or down. I got a choice. I got a choice to watch it or not watch it. I got a choice to go either to the next highest channel or the next lowest channel. Or I can pick the frickin' channel that I want if I know the channel number. It's pretty simple. And you know what? Nothing happens. It doesn't even hurt. Actually makes me feel kind of good that I have the control to watch whatever the hell I want to watch rather than what somebody else tells me to watch. I know, freedom. There I go again with that F word. Another penny in the cuss jar. I don't understand why people have to control other people just because they like things this way. Okay, well, you know what? Look, people who put ketchup on their hot dogs gross me out. I can't watch that. You put mustard on a hot dog, for Christ's sakes. Come on, people. You can put cheese on it if you want to, but if you're going to put ketchup on it, you must have more mustard than ketchup. If you absolutely positively have to have ketchup, and sometimes I do put ketchup on it, but the overall flavor must be mustard, period. You can put whatever you want to on it, sauteed onions or sauerkraut, whatever. But people who put gobs of ketchup on their hot dog and nothing else, no mustard, no nothing. Oh, my grandfather used to do that. My brothers do that. People put ketchup on eggs. I can't look at that. In the Navy, I'd sit across. I'd have to go sit across somewhere else. I could not watch somebody put ketchup on their eggs and then eat it right in front of you, especially when you're hungover and you're looking at a pile of gooey friggin' eggs yourself, and you're like, "Oh God, I gotta eat this. Oh God, I'm gonna yak this up. Oh my Lord, now this guy's over here, and God, I'm still tasting all the whiskey and gin and beer and good God, whatever the hell else I threw down my gullet." I mean, you know, I mean, first of all, even if I wasn't hungover, I can't look at that. So, where the hell did we just go off to? Good God. Oh, it's one of them mornings. All right, anyway, we're still on the Duck Boys here. This should not be an issue. You don't like what they say in some stupid magazine. First of all, it was a setup. They have been trying the there's a, I guess you can use that word because they like to use that word, and I hate this word, but faction in the left, they want to take anything that is that anybody on the right likes. It doesn't matter what it is. Look, I'm not a big, huge praying man, but there's a lot of people on the right that are. I also know a lot of people on the left, believe it or not. Well, these are what I call made-by-TV Democrats. These are people that have conservative values, but they can never vote for a Republican because that goddamn television has told them, ever since that goddamn television was invented, that Republicans are bad and Democrats love. Republicans hate. Democrats good. Ooh, peace and love. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. You can't shut up. This is all about taking the Duck Boys off television because they pray. Because somebody doesn't like it. Well, the people that don't like it don't watch it. I don't like it. I can't begin. Like I said, I cannot begin to tell you how many freaking shows I've seen on television. They're just repulsive. They have no business being on television. So I turn the goddamn channel. I find something else. And if, you know what? When I get to a point and there's nothing on that stupid television, which is a lot of the time, by the way, if you're paying attention, you know what I do at that point when there's nothing on? NASCAR, there's nothing on NASCAR's offseason. No football games, no baseball games. No hockey, nothing. Nothing. Just a bunch of crap. Bunch of reruns of Saved by the Bell and the stupid little Webster and crap like that. Whatever. I'm not making fun of those shows. I'm just saying, you know, there's nothing on. You know, nothing that will stimulate the mind. Of course, nothing on television really does. But, I mean, you can at least, you know, turn your mind off and enjoy something once in a while. But if there's nothing to freaking enjoy, again, well, I'm trying to get to a point here. But what you do at that point is you just turn the goddamn television off. You find something else to do besides look at a box and get out, take a little walk. Oh, no, we can't walk. Well, why not? Well, let's drive. Yeah, but it's just across the street. Well, let's drive. Yeah, but aren't we supposed to save the environment? Well, it doesn't matter. I drive a Prius. Yeah, but doesn't that electricity come from coal? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm saving the environment. Whee! No, you're an idiot. I don't know how people get suckered into this crap. I've never been gullible, so I don't know what it feels like. I mean, yeah, every once in a while, you know, somebody plays a little joke you don't know, or, you know, whatever, okay, hee-hee-ho-ho, but not very often. But, I mean, this is big stuff. I mean, look, I mean, come on. This is the kind of stuff that you just can't miss, unless it's deliberate. And if it's deliberate, why? What do these people think they're going to gain out of it? They're not gaining anything. They have it in their mind because the television has told them that Republicans are haters, Democrats love, and that's all they know. They're made by TV Democrats. Well, these are the same people that have a lot of very good conservative values, and they're very religious. That's where I went off the rails. There's religious people on the Republican side, and there's very religious people on the Democrat side. So it has nothing to do about religion. It has to do that there's people on the right that are religious, so all they're trying to do is to spark up a controversy, create more division. That's all liberalism is of, creating division. So they think if you force these people over here, you demonize these people as haters and bigots and racists and homophobics and all these other phobics and all these just creepy, vile, you know, I mean, just axe murderers. I mean, it's just it's disgusting. I didn't mean axe murdering literally. I'm just, you know, exaggerating. But you get the point. It's enough is enough. Try to demonize these people. So these people have to naturally think, well, I'm tired of being demonized. So I'm going to go along with them guys. Plus, they do believe in peace and love. No, they believe in power and control. That's what liberalism is all about. It has nothing to do with peace and love. They need you, the voter, to think that. But look at all the peace and love we've had since... You know, the great uniter, Mr. Satoru. Has this country come together? No. We came a little apart with Bush, but then when Obama came in, he was supposed to heal that all up. Oh, yeah, he's supposed to stop the oceans from rising and flooding California and the whole West Coast and polar bears drowning. Just, I mean, God almighty. And there's people that, how do you get, this is what another, when I went off the rails here. How do people get so gullible? How do you buy into this crap? Why is it so much easier to believe in the apocalypse than it is to believe that life is going to continue to go on no matter what the hell we do? Which it will. We can't destroy life on this planet. You can blow up every goddamn nuclear weapon we got on planet Earth and there's going to be life on Earth. There's going to be different life. But life itself, it'll come back. It may take a little while, but there's still going to be life on Earth. May not be humans, all right. No animal lives forever. Every animal is going to go extinct at some point, including the human being. I'm sure there's a human out there. There's some other kind of creepy monkey that has been bred for, just comes out of the forest from, I don't know, been in there for, I don't know, a Sasquatch or something. So a human being. You get all kinds of crazy human beings. They'll have sex with just about anything. Trees, bicycles, I mean, you name it. So who knows? But anyway, getting back to the Duck Boys here, we got to end this controversy because it has nothing to do with the homosexual thing. That was a trigger that was more than likely set up to get these people off because they pray. And people on the right pray. But what they don't understand is people on the left pray. And what we found out is I guess the president is a big fan of the Duck Boys. So what's going on there? How come we haven't heard from the president? Oh, that's right. He's on a multi-million dollar vacation in Hawaii. Yeah. Oh, speaking of vacation in Hawaii, anybody see the picture of Michelle and Barry Satoru? Both of them with a big fat puss on their face? Anybody seen that? I don't know what's going on there. Maybe old Barry was taking some selfies with a pretty little hot white cheerleader. Mom Michelle's, oh, hey, wait a minute here. I thought you told me you were never going to do that again. Well, baby. Sorry, man. I slipped up. It's all right. I don't know what the hell's going on there with that, and who cares? They're at some stupid basketball game. Her brother is a coach of Oregon State. Where I come from, we didn't like Oregon State. So, what are you going to do? Sports fans, it doesn't, people take you know, it's fun to be, you know, like you can't stand a team and it's fun to say you hate a team. And, you know, it's always fun to hate a team. You know, the Red Sox. The Red Sox are great to hate. I mean, how could you not hate a Red Sox? I mean, come on. I mean, they're the Red Sox. You got to hate them. Even the fans hate them. You got to hate them. But they love them now. They're winners, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Good for them. You know, you got to tip your hat. Even though you get your butt kicked like we did yesterday, Seahawks. I cannot believe that they lost to Arizona. But, you know, it goes to show you Arizona is not a team you want to be reckoned with, man. You don't want to be screwing around with that team. They're hungry, man. They're out there hungry. At the end of the day, are they going to go far in the postseason? Probably not. They might win one. But they're hungry, man. They're out there to win, man. They're out there playing the game like they're supposed to. And Seattle, I'm sorry, but you dropped the ball, man, and you lost. Even though it was a crappy – that was a bunch of BS. We could have came back. I'm sorry, but that was a crap call. I'm sick of those calls. And the first thought that I had in my mind is, oh, God, here we go. Referees are warming up for the Super Bowl again because you know Seattle's going to go to the Super Bowl. What they did to him in the Super Bowl, I don't really care, man. I'm sorry, but the momentum would have been on Seattle outplayed Pittsburgh. They beat them. I don't care what the stupid score is. Yeah, all right, I might be a bitter fan. So what? I got the tape. I can prove it. So, but needless to say, that's over. That's history. Can't live in the past. This is going to be our year. We don't care what the refs say. We're going to win that football game, period. That's just the way it is. Put it in a book. It's already in a book. I put it in there, and I close it. So anyway, where the hell were we? Oh, yeah, we're done with the whole Duck Boy controversy. That controversy's over. Once you get to the First Amendment, it's called freedom of speech. Once you get to that point, the conversation is over. And as far as I'm concerned, we're not talking about it anymore. You don't like it? Don't listen to it. People don't like your stupid mouth, but we got to put up with it. All right, let me open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. I'm sure there is. Oh, God. Well, look at this. The Satoros are poised to ban your cookies. Imagine that. Another part of Americana is deemed offensive and now soon to be illegal. Isn't that nice of them? Oh, yeah. The Satoros, they're going to take away all your cookies, all your pies, all your cakes. You know, so it's okay for them, you know, but not for you. Oh, no. You can't have it. No, it's ours.
I like pie.
Yes, you do. You like pie. One more time.
I like pie.
Yeah. See, he can like pie, but you can't. You're a peasant. You're a subject. You're not a king like me. Well, Mr. Satoro, you're no longer king, nor are you the supreme leader, because you have been fired. You are no longer a president, because presidents, I cannot call you a president, Mr. Satoro. Presidents do not act in the manner in which you have been acting since you were selected. The Constitution is not up to you to decide what and when and where and how and why you want to follow it. The words are specific. They all, you know, seem pretty simple to understand. You don't really have to be that big of a, you know, a brain surgeon here to figure out this document. It's really not that difficult. It's pretty simple to read. It's, you know, point blank. Freedom of speech. When you get to that point right there, there's nothing else to discuss. The conversation is over. So we're not going to talk about that anymore, even though I keep continue to talk about it. All right, we'll get into that. What else do we got here? And oh, an unruly crowd causes a commotion at the Salvation Army toy distribution. Oh, God almighty. Come on, they're giving out free toys, and now you need to create a riot? Oh, come on, it's not Walmart. Jesus Christmas, come on, man. What the hell is the deal with this society? This is another thing that liberalism brings. Well, you can't say that because that's racist. How is it racist? How is the truth racist? I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. Ah, that's good eggnog this morning, boy, I tell you. Well, look at this. D.C. staff is irked at the NBC News. Uh-oh. They got some chick that comes in here now, and she thinks she's all big and tough, and, oh, she's hiring all her little girlfriends, and, boy, they're going to really turn NBC News around. They're trying to make it more tabloidish, and they've got a lot of reporters up in arms. You're seeing a, you're going to see a break, I think, and I'm going to put this in the book. So get out your book and write this down. I think you're going to see a break from certain, it might start with the news, but it's definitely going to, it's already started with the people. But when there's going to be a break of liberal news, I guess, people, reporters or journalists, whatever they want to call themselves, mediaites, whatever, most of them are left. I think you're going to see a break of them start to break away and lean much more, well, I wouldn't say right, but they're going to be leaning in the same fight as the right is against what the hell is happening. And now NBC News, I guess, looks like it's getting ready to go completely tabloid. I mean, MSNBC on steroids is now going to be NBC 24/7. And there's people that are pissed. Well, good. I don't blame them. We're trying to get rid of Meet the Press, I guess, which I wouldn't get rid of Meet the Press. I'd just get rid of David Gregory. But, I mean, that's just me. But let's see, that's, you can't do that. Well, that's racist. Well, you're upset about the duck boy getting fired. I'm not upset at nothing for nobody getting fired. I don't know what the hell the contract was. I don't know what the hell they had. My point is, it should not be a discussion. It was a complete and utter setup. And this is all about just because the right likes it, and it's very popular. So when something is popular that goes against, you know, liberalism, then that, they must shut that down. They feel threatened. How do you feel threatened by that? This show is not out promoting anything. They're just out being themselves. That's all they're doing. They're just themselves. They're not out promoting. They're not saying they're, oh, you must. Well, that speech that he did over there, okay, he's preaching to his peeps, man. Preaching to his crowd, his group that came to listen to him. They all believe in the same thing. Maybe there's a few things they don't believe in, but they enjoy the speech and, you know, they get a lot out of it, whatever. Look, you have a right to, you know, say and speak your friggin' mind. You don't have to like it. You can criticize it. You can hate it. But you can't persecute. You know, the government has to follow that. It's in the Constitution. Well, not only does the government have to follow the First Amendment, but so do we. We as a society, if we are to be a, what you people on the left want to call a tolerant society, I see more intolerance from the left. They're tolerant as long as they are tolerant of it. But if they're not tolerant of it, they're not tolerant of it. They have no tolerance. It's my way or, well, we're going to fine you, we're going to throw you in jail. And if you're 5 years old, we're going to suspend you. We're going to give you a record. We're going to call the police in. Have you handcuffed? Can you believe they handcuff children? Look, maybe they're freaking out and they're getting out of control or whatever, but I think there's ways, you know. But, I mean, look, there's no reason to get hysterical. Of a kid you have using a finger for a gun and his buddy using a bow and arrow. For Christ's sakes, they're boys. I'm sorry they're teacher, but that's the way boys are. You don't like it? Well, you know, go find out who created the human being and slap them in the face. Suspend them. Give them a ticket. Call the police on them. Jesus, God. How about if we arrest little girls for playing with dolls? Well, what are dolls do? Well, could be a voodoo doll. We don't know. She could be faking like she's sticking a pin in the person's butt. That's evil. That's dangerous. That's pin. Pin is a weapon, and a weapon is a gun. Any weapon, doesn't matter if it's a bow and arrow or a pin or a finger, it's a gun. So how about that, teacher? Huh? You see how ridiculous that is? Of course it's ridiculous. So is suspending a 5-year-old kid for using his finger as a gun and the other, his buddy, using a fake bow and arrow. No tolerance is one thing, but no common sense is something else. And you people in the school, I don't care what the hell you say. Screw you. Shut up. You need some common sense. Enough is enough. Don't give me that no tolerance. That's cowardly. That's ridiculous. But getting back to freedom of speech, that's for everybody. We have to follow that too. Not just the government. Yes, this document is our protector from the government. But we have to follow it too. We can't violate this Constitution. Well, what do you think that is? You're violating somebody's constitutional rights. You're persecuting him. Because he spoke his mind. They asked him a question. What was he supposed to do? Lie? See, this is what I can't stand in our society. You tell the truth, you get in trouble. You lie, well, you get promoted. You get elected. It's backwards. It's flipped. We need to start changing our mindset in this country. This hope and change crap, I'm sorry, but no. Wrong kind of hope and wrong kind of change. We don't want any more of it. We want to go back to just being free, man. Just follow the Constitution. That's all we got to do. It's simple. There's nothing much more to do. And don't give me this, you have to pass all these pieces of legislation in order to be productive, to be a productive Congress. What the hell? No, being productive to them, passing all these pieces of legislation means just passing more restrictions and more control for them. That's not productive. That's not progressive. That's degressive. Good God. This is what needs to change, man, and this is what I can't stand, and I'm sick of it. Now they're using this duck boy thing as an excuse to take them off the air because the right, well, I guess Cracker Barrel, they got rid of their merchandise, and then they brought it back. Well, here's what I don't like about A&E, what I don't like about this whole thing. Here they are. They fired the guy, but yet, because of all of his offensive ways. But yet, they were going to show, they had one more episode to go, they were going to show a marathon Dynasty. Now, here I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Now. And, of course, those shows, we're going to have him, you know, this Phil guy, Phil Robertson in it. And here I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute here. Here these guys are, they're going to fire this guy because he has some kind of you know, hateful ways about him and saying all these homophobic things and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to fire him. But we're going to continue to play him on the air on a marathon and make millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in advertising. Now, here I'm thinking to myself, well, if this guy is so mean, nasty, dirty, rotten, and horrible, and vile, and vicious, and hateful, and racists and all this other crap, then why are you playing him? If you're going to fire him because he is all these vile and horrible things, then you should not put him on the air anymore, period. I mean, that's my point. So here they are. They fire the guy. but yet they're going to use him to make millions of dollars as they run a marathon. See, now, I don't, that's what I didn't like about A&E. That's what I don't like about this. Whether you like what the guy said or not, but look, I mean, how can you say, okay, we don't like you because you're fired because you're racist and you're homophobic and you're vile and you're mean, nasty, dirty, rotten, and horrible, and you smell. But we're going to use you because you're so vile and hateful. We're going to keep playing your stuff as a marathon and make millions of dollars off you because we fired you. I just see a little bit of, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right. If you fire somebody because they're so hateful, why are you going to continue to play them on your air as a marathon? If it's really that hateful, you shouldn't play them at all, period. Get rid of all of the stuff. Take out all the film and burn it. But don't use the guy now to make millions of dollars. That's cheap. I think, you know, if all you Duck Dynasty fans shouldn't watch it. Not one person should tune in to Duck Dynasty during that marathon. If you really, really believe that Phil should not have been fired, then don't tune in. Why should A&E benefit off firing this guy? He's so nasty and so vile and so homophobic and so mean and so hateful, but yet we're going to continue playing him to make millions of dollars, but we fired him. No hypocrisy there. No, God, no. That's another thing we need to get out of this society I'm sick of. Oh, God, more on the Satoru care here. Deadline fast approaches. I guess it's today. Today's the deadline. If you don't have your Obamacare, well, you don't have insurance by January 1st. But nobody's going to have insurance on January 1st because, the part where the money has to be transferred and put in there and all that. Yeah, that part hasn't been completed yet. So that's why Obama said, well, insurance companies, just go ahead and treat them as they're insured, you know, and send us the bill. Right. That's going to work out well. Don't you think? On one side, how many checks are going to be lost and not cut from the government? On the government side, you know, there's going to be a lot of insurance companies getting stiffed. On the other hand, you know, there's going to be a lot of insurance companies that are going to be stiffing the government. So there, no matter what happens, there is no good outcome. And we had an opportunity to stop this, Mr. Pete King and Mr. John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Mr. John Boehner. Remember when we had that opportunity? Yeah, that was back in October, right when Obamacare went online, or should I say went offline. Yeah, that was the time. Cruz, he got up and he spoke for, you know, a couple hours. Remember that? Yeah. And what happened? All we had to do was fight. If we were just held the line, the entire country would be on their side. Obamacare would be gone. We would not be in the mess we're in here today. But what? No. And they're still trying to keep it. Oh, we can fix it. We can fix it. How? How do you fix something that is fundamentally flawed from the idea on up? Nobody knows. Why? Well, because it can't be done. It's ridiculous. It needs to go. If the insurance company want to bring these people back, I think they should. I think it's early enough where we could still do this. Left full rudder, man. Turn this barge around, man. We're going to head right into a freaking sandbar. And what happens when you run aground? Well, a ship ain't worth a damn. Doesn't float anymore. Hull's busted, water's in. Can't move anywhere. It's on the ground. So what happens? Well, you got to abandon it. What happens when you abandon it? Well, it just turns into dust. Is that what we do? Do we abandon it? My God. We're heading speed ahead into the frickin' sandbar here, man. We're going to run this ship aground. I'm sorry, but Congress, you got to do a little bit more than any more hearings. No more hearings. If you're going to have a hearing, it needs to be impeachment hearings. We're at that point. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. I hate to be at that point. I didn't want to say it with Clinton. I didn't think that was there was no need. There was no call for that. This is no blue stained dress scandal. This is real stuff. People died. We had weapons stolen several times. We've had people's personal information targeted simply because of a political view. We've had people spied on. We've had taxpayer money gone to bring, taken from the American people's wallets, gone in to put all these people back to work, when all it did was pop up all these so-called Solyndra green companies that were not designed to do business. They were designed to, well, spark up and look all nice and pretty and have the president come out and, you know, put his little blessing on it and give a speech and everybody claps and eats cake. Ugh. A couple months later, it goes under. They take the remainder of the money. They make sure that they go bankrupt before, you know, they have enough money in the kitty to give all the executives a nice, big, fat, multi-million-dollar bonus package. They should not have been getting a bonus package of any kind. You run your company into the ground, into bankruptcy. You don't deserve a bonus. Bonus is for people who, well, bring the company from the bottom to the top. That's the people that get a bonus. You get a boner. I mean, this is... Oh, God, there's even more. Satoru Care now goes to gay bars in D.C. to promote health care, and looks like all the gays wanted were the free condoms. They didn't want the Satoru Care. They just wanted the free condoms. Wonder what they were going to do with them. Make balloon animals out of them? Yeah, not even Coco Boy can get the gay community to go into Satoru Care. Wonder what the hell they're going to do. I think people are just saying deep down inside that they know Obamacare is going to collapse and they don't want to be a part of it. And there's on the other half that thinks that we have a responsible Congress that will fight to repeal this again. First of all, the law is unconstitutional. And the way the government presented it, they presented it in a way where, again, you can't say lie. I mean, I don't see how it is constitutional, whether it's a tax or not. You're forcing someone to buy something that they may or may not want. I'm sorry, but 32-year-old men and 67-year-old ladies do not need free abortion care. Just saying. Oh, God. Now, we got a whole bunch more here, so let's get going. Government mandated Agenda 21 ghettos now. Could be hazardous to your mental health. Imagine that. Old Nanny Gloomberg there in New York City And his replacement isn't going to be much better. It's about a half a Nimrod. So these micro apartments they've got in New York City, supposed to get more people in there so they can get more money. There's a lot of executives that need a bonus check. There's a lot of congressmen you got to pay off, a lot of senators to pay off, a lot of other people to pay off. Everybody's got to pay everybody off. No. We need no more payoffs to nobody. We got to work on the corruption in this country. Corruption is destroying this country. That's what destroys any country. How do you think people rise up to the top like the Castros and the, you know, all these dictators, the Kim Jong-un, that family? That's corruption. How do you think you get to that point? Why do you think his uncle was killed? Well, he was trying to corrupt the corrupted government, and, well, he got anti-corrupted. Well, we don't want to live in a country like that. I don't. I flat refuse to live in a country like that. But we're heading towards that. Don't think for one second. Look at this crap. How much more evidence do we need? What more do we need? I don't need any more. I've already had enough. Oh, look at this. Speaking of Castro's, I didn't know this was in here. Raul, I can never say that word. Again, with a broken left-handed tongue, it makes certain words you just can't say. Raul.
Oh.
How about if you go by Rawl? How about that? We'll call you Rawl. How about that, Raleigh? Raleigh Castro issues stern warning to entrepreneurs. I wonder what that stern warning to entrepreneurs are. Don't make any money? Seems like we got a little bit of something, a little bit like that going on in this country, too. Sound familiar? Anybody who used to have a small business? Yeah. Remember that? That was a nice business you had. It's friendly. It's clean. No more. Oh, God, look at this now. More from this Indian housekeeper saga crap. Well, it looks like the Indians are throwing a fit. Well, if what our people, I guess the federal government or the NYPD or whoever, if they're Secret Service or whatever, whoever's doing it, if by the reports that I've seen, if their reports are true, this Indian chick, she could be in some trouble. But to the Indians, they think it's not, and there's a whole big pile of misunderstanding going on there. So exactly what's going on, we'll read it and find out. So, all righty, let's get in here. The Christmas cookies and all these trans fats. The Satoru administration is so power hungry, they want to take away your cookies and your pies, all of your little goodies.
I like pie.
That's right. That's right. Mr. Satoru likes pie, but you can't have it. The Food and Drug Administration, I wonder if they carry guns. The Food and Drug Administration, I wonder if they carry guns like the EPA. I wonder if they get to carry a gun. I wonder if they can arrest you. I wonder, if you made a pie. I wonder if you could be thrown in jail for baking a cookie. So what the hell is all these Nestle Toll House and all these chocolate chip companies now? What are they going to do? People love making homemade chocolate chip cookies. I mean, this is part of what America does during Christmas, and Christmas is on the right because only people that believe in God and Jesus are people on the right, according to them. So we gotta take away that so we can't have any cookies. Here, have some tofu pudding. Oh, gee, all right. Yeah, thanks for this pile of vomit. I hate tofu. I don't even know what the hell it is. I'm not going to eat it. I don't even like the sound of it. Tofu? I mean, it sounds, I don't know, it sounds disgusting. It just, it sounds like something that is, well, expelled from the body. I won't give you which orifice. You can come up with, you know, whichever one you want. So now the Food and Drug Administration, under the president pro tempore, Mr. Satoru, are now getting ready to ban all trans fat in foods. I mean, some of this crap just makes you speechless. I mean, we can't have any more of this. I don't care. Look, if you're fat, you're fat. Okay. So what? There's a lot of people that are fat. There's a lot of people that aren't. There's always been a lot of fat people and always been a lot of skinny people on Earth. So, people have the right to be fat. You have the right to celebrate Christmas. You have the right to be fat. You have the right to be skinny. Well, because they don't like the appearance. They don't want to look at fat people because it grosses them out. Well, look at you. I mean, some of you people are just pathetic, just hideous looking. So I don't want to hear it. Shut up. I'm just sick of this crap. Not everybody has to be like you. Everybody has to be like themselves. That's what needs to happen. And you talk about tolerance. Where's your tolerance? Look, if you don't want to eat friggin' trans fats, don't. You don't want to watch the Duck Boys, don't. But don't take it away from people that do. This is what happens. This is what creates, this is what gets people irate. This is what gets people just, and people snap at crap like this. I think maybe that's what they want. I think maybe they want to fight. For what? Why? I thought you were supposed to be this big uniter administration. You're the biggest dividing administration in I think, in probably world history. I mean, I don't know. I hope this country doesn't split. But if it did, have the right on one side and the left on the other, if that did happen, the left would go bankrupt very quickly. And they'd come crying back to me, "Help us out, we didn't know what we were doing, and everybody's starving, and we're all dying, and we don't know what to do." That's exactly what would happen. I mean, is that what it's going to take? I mean, do we really have to go down that road? Or do you think maybe we can, you know, stand up and shake our schmeckle hair and show who the hell's the boss? Who the hell runs Congress? Who the hell wants to stand up and be responsible? Who the hell wants to stand up and follow the Constitution? That's what we're looking for in government, Mr. Boehner. We're not looking for compromise, Mr. Ryan, to take a step in the right direction. No. We should be taking several steps in the right direction. One step gets you nowhere. You have one foot planted. You take one foot and you take one step. You're still, you haven't moved anywhere. Your left foot is still planted. Both feet are still planted. You haven't moved anywhere. A step in the right direction gets you nowhere. We should be going in the right direction. Taking one step and staying there for, what, is it 2 years? And then we got to do it over again? Isn't that what they call kicking the can down the road? Is that what they mean by that? We don't have any more time to be kicking any more friggin' cans down any more friggin' roads. We don't have time for any more one steps in the right direction. Oh, we're coming together. It's not a perfect bill and nobody likes it, but we're coming together. And that's all that matters. No, coming together doesn't matter. It's how you come together, why you come together. just coming together. What the hell does that mean? Okay, now we're here. Now what? Do we dance? Do we take our clothes off? What do we do? Wow. Yeah. We need to be coming together. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll go along with that. But not coming together just for the simple sake of coming together. We need to be responsible with this. Both sides agree that none of this so-called government shutdown, showdown, stoppage, crappy bill, neither side is happy with it. So then why is it up for a vote? I don't know. But they voted for it. Nobody likes it, but we got to vote for it because we're coming together. Well, how about the American people? When are you going to start considering the American people the next time you put your freaking name on that vote? Huh? When is the American people going to get, when are they going to be a contributing factor into how you people in Washington vote? So far, I see only you as the individual is how you're voting. Isn't that right, Ms. Landrieu? Mm-hmm. See, this is what happens, and I don't feel sorry for any of those Democrats that voted for this health care bill that are up for election, re-election. I don't feel sorry for any of them. They didn't read it, and they voted for it, and they went out and told you all about it. Well, how can you tell somebody about something if you've never read it? Oh, you read the, you got the talking points. Yeah, who wrote those talking points? Were they the same people that wrote the Benghazi talking points? Or did you have your own people do that? I wonder. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what you get, man. This is what you get. First of all, there's no reason to have a bill that many pages. And then to have the rules and regulations of said bill has to be, what, three, four, five times, whatever the hell the number is? It's like over 10,000 pages? What is it? Okay, fine. Over three times the size? You can't read that. How the hell did they even compile it? Obviously, they just took a whole bunch of stuff that they already had pre-done from all their other little communist activist groups and whatnot. Throw it in a pile. Here it is. Yeah, go ahead and read it. I dare you. Yeah. God almighty. So now we can't have trans fat in any food. Well, you know, they're going to keep pushing this kind of stuff, man. People are going to start to snap. Unruly crowd causes commotion at Salvation Army toy distribution. Now, what the hell? Pittsburgh. Organizers of a Salvation Army holiday toy distribution on Pittsburgh's north side plan to bring in more staff today after a crowd turned unruly on Friday. It happened just after 11:30 a.m. in the Salvation Army facility on North Avenue. According to the police, people had been waiting in line for a while to pick up toys when they started getting angry. This is what happens when you give out free stuff. When the doors opened, officials say things turned chaotic. People were pushing, shoving, and cutting in front of others. Oh, dear. Staff at the facility told the police that there wasn't enough personnel to handle the crowd. Of course, it's a Salvation Army. Why would you think it's not a Walmart? Why would they think they need all this security? So they stopped the toy distribution and told everyone to leave. Well, nobody's been arrested. Nobody, but I mean, people, come on. This is mindset, man. This is the culture that we live in now. This is what needs to be fixed. If we had a much better culture, much better mindset, a much more actual come-together mindset, meaning that there are no hyphenated Americans, there's no African-Americans, gay Americans, quadriplegic gay Americans and all these other Chinese Americans and Native Americans and with all these groups, the white groups, the black groups, the mixed groups, the semi-mixed groups, group here, group there, group, everywhere, a friggin' group. There's only one group, and that's the American group. If you're an American citizen, you're an American, period. That's the only group you fit in. I'm sick and tired of all these groups everybody's got to be put in. We need to start thinking of America, of America as Americans. America, meaning America, is the Americans. It's not the land that we live on. Hell, that's just simple geography. That has nothing to do with it. Mountains, streams, trees. That's not what makes America. Beautiful coastlines. Animals. Plenty of fruit. Plenty of vegetation. Plenty of game. Beautiful scenery. Resorts. Lakes. No, that doesn't make America. The Americans make America. That's the only group we got. And if we had people in Washington who would look at America as Americans, as one group, as a whole, we might start getting some more responsible legislation in this frickin' country once in a while. That's what this document was actually intended to be. I'm talking about the Constitution. And no, I'm not going to put a penny in the cuss jar for saying the C word. But that's what this document really was supposed to be in mind for. It's for everybody. Well, back in those times, yeah, there were some certain persuasion of people, Indians and the Negroes. Well, they didn't have very much. Okay, but we've grown. We had problems in the 50s and 60s. I think we've grown from that point. I'm white. I don't see anybody in any white people that I know of. Nor that I don't think I've ever met anybody that is looks at black people as, well, they either got to be in a plantation or hanging from a tree. I don't know those people. I've never met them. If I have met them, they didn't tell me. But I don't see that. It's not there. America, we got to admit, we got to start acknowledging the truth once in a while. And what I mean by that is stop living in the past. We can't continue living in the... What does the past get you? You're living in the past. You can learn from the past, but you can't live in the past. There's nothing wrong with learning from the past. And I think, you know, I think we have. I think we've grown and we have learned from the past. Is there always room for an improvement? Okay. You can always argue that. That's not the point. The point is, the overwhelming vast majority of this country is not, I'm talking about the white community. Here we go again with the communities and the groups. But we don't look, and especially the Tea Party. The Tea Party does not look at black people as people that need to be in plantations. We do not look as gay people that should be burnt at the stake. We look at people that come in. We look at you as an American, not a group. Do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe the government should stay out of your life and let you live your life your way? Well, yeah, of course I do. All right, then. You're welcome. Come on in. It's that simple. That's all the Tea Party stands for. We don't stand for very much. We're not out there. You know, there's atheists, there's this, there's that, there's everybody. All you need to do is believe in the Constitution and demand that your government follow the son of a bitch. I don't think that's extreme. I don't find that hateful. I certainly don't find it friggin' racist. So I don't understand this whole, I don't understand this argument. It makes it very difficult to try to have a conversation with a liberal that does believe in this argument because he's, I don't know what the frig they're talking about. It's like, whatever. Let's take a shot of eggnog here and calm down. Jiminy J. Christmas, oh, would you look out the window here raining. God, this is ugly, and I got to go out of this crap now. I think rain should only be allowed to rain, like in the middle of the night. Like maybe, you know, from probably like about, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 in the morning. Now, rain, do whatever the hell you got to do. Get it out of your freaking system and then shut up. Because during the day, if I got to go outside, I don't want to be screwing around with umbrellas and galoshes. But there's nothing I can do. I didn't invent the freaking planet and the solar system and the sun and all this other crap. I didn't invent it. I had nothing to do with it. Wasn't even born then. So you just got to accept the rain. You got to accept the snow and the this and the that. All right, let's get into this. D.C. staff is now irked at the NBC News eyes are cut, sir. Going to cut them down. NBC News boss, Deborah Turnus. I mean, this chick, if she's coming in here now, well, she's going to turn everything upside down and show, look at me, I'm really doing something important. Excuse me. No, sweetheart, you're coming in there and you're going to really screw it up, which is fine. I think it's great. Knock yourself out, kiddo. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, NBC News hasn't been news in a long time. So, you know, tear it down there, sweetheart. So Deborah Turnus, or I guess that's how you pronounce her name, is spending the last few days of the year eyeing the cuts. What do I cut? Do I cut this or do I cut that? Moves that could include axing some senior on-air talent. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Turnus brought on in August to shake up the news division where Meet the Press and Today had stumbled. Well, Today is stumbles Matt Lauer, probably, more than likely. It's just my opinion. I don't watch those stupid morning shows. They make me just ill. I can't watch them. I can't. I've never been able to stomach that crap, even when I was a kid. I can't do it. I don't know how people do it, but, you know, they like it. They love it. Fine, yada, yada, yada. I just can't. It doesn't work. And Meet the Press, you know, I think that's David Gregory. He's a smartass, this guy. One of these know-it-alls. He's a smartass. He's very condescending. He's a backstabber. He's a little creep. You can't get any news anymore. So anyway, she's in here trying to figure out who gets the axe, who doesn't. And all these journalists are now going sideways. Or what the hell? NBC veterans have complained privately that Turnus chick is not serious enough. Instead of getting better, NBC News has been getting worse. These are from executives saying it's a mess, they're saying. She wants to be evidently more aggressive on the tabloid style. Well, you know, tabloid style are fine for the fat housewives that have an alcoholic husband and, you know, and they got nothing else in their life. So they read this tabloid crap, which is just filth and garbage and stupidity. It might be entertaining to some people. And I'm not picking on fat housewives that have alcoholic husbands. I'm just merely trying to make a point. I didn't mean to single you out. So don't anybody start setting themselves on fire over it. But the point is, I mean, people don't want tabloid. They just want the goddamn truth. And you can't get the truth. What you got is what you got this line and this, you got this dot over here and this dot over here and a couple of other dots peppered over here and there. So now what you have to do is you have to take these dots and try to maneuver them into the right position to make it make some kind of friggin' sense, which we shouldn't have to do. If we had a curious media, we should already know everything of what happened in Benghazi, especially where the president was. We still don't know where the hell the president was. He still hasn't even yet to call it a terrorist attack, for Christ's sakes. Who was in charge? Was it Valerie? Or was it Hillary? Who gave that stand down order? That's what I'd like to know. That stand down order, that's treason right there. I'm sorry, I don't care. I'm not afraid to say the T word, and I flat refuse to put a penny in the goddamn cuss jar. Not for that one. No. I don't care if it was one American life, four American lives. I don't care. Even if nobody died, still would not be the point. You allow the enemy to attack or allow them to continue to attack, that is treason. That is aiding and abetting. That is treason. It's treasonous. Yes, I know to prove it in a court, you need to get all these two witnesses and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. But stuff like that definitely is grounds for impeachment. Sorry, not for nothing. This isn't some enemies list or some break-in in some goddamn hotel room, which continues to this day. Hacking computers and this and that, stealing this, it's part of the game. It's like baseball. It's okay to steal the signs until you get caught. Then it's against the rules. So... But what my point is, it isn't a blue stain dress scandal. It's not, an enemies list. This isn't, Halliburton. This is real stuff. This is allowing the enemy to, attack and kill four of our brothers and steal 400 surface-to-air missiles into the hands of, the very people who brought down our World Trade Center and bombed our Pentagon and crashed into the middle of Pennsylvania. They do not get 400 surface-to-air missiles. You have that many 400 surface-to-air missiles. You have that many. You need security. Where was the security? I don't think there's no way that was an adequate amount of security. Obviously, it wasn't. So why did that security? Why did they get rid of some of their security? Well, we don't know. We don't have a curious enough media to ask the frickin' questions and demand the answer. God, I'd love to be in one of those White House press briefings one day. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, they'd probably throw me out, but I would ask a question. I'd be professional. But I would ask who gave the stand down order, and I would demand to know the answer. I'd ask them all kinds of stuff. So anyway, getting back to NBC News, everybody's all up in arms over this chick. She doesn't know who to cut. There's what the hell's his name? Matt Lauer. Did she cut him? Or she cut David Gregory? What does she do with these shows? And let's get more tabloidish. Maybe they can bring back Katie. Katie likes the tabloid stuff. And she's a woman. So they're going to turn this all woman power in here now, which I got nothing for women working in that kind of environment and that kind of stuff and in power. That has nothing to do with it. I'm just teasing her. But they might as well get Katie. She loves all that tabloid stuff. She's a big old fat stinking liberal. Her show didn't work out too well. A daytime show. Of course it won't. First of all, it only worked on the morning shows because people watch those stupid morning shows. It doesn't matter who's on. They're going to find somebody that's on, whether they really like them or not.
I don't know how people stomach those shows. I don't know how do you do that in the morning? I mean, don't most people eat breakfast in the morning? How can you watch that and eat breakfast at the same time? I don't get it. So who cares? NBC News is going south. Well, they've been going south for a long time. MSNBC is they have no advertisers, nothing. I don't know how they're staying in business. It's because of NBC. I mean, I know MSNBC is a loss leader, but, I mean, my God. And now they're going to get rid of all this. They're going to turn it into tabloid. It ain't going to be long, but NBC is going to have to be sold, and they're going to need a bailout. Imagine that now. If they go under when Obama's still president, don't think for one second that NBC won't get bailed out. God. Then now they're thinking about bringing in for Meet the Press Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Are you kidding me? Look, Meet the Press is not freaking Comedy Hour. Just saying. Eh, a couple of clowns. I mean, I wouldn't watch it. It'd be horrible. Oh. Damn, that's good eggnog this morning. Sotoro Care now, still a mess. Deadline fast approaches. Today is the day. Get on your computers there. Call up that navigator. Get yourself into that Obamacare. Today's the deadline for most Americans who have Obamacare insurance beginning January 1. Nobody's going to have it. And it's going to be a nightmare. And you think for one second there's not going to be riots in doctor's offices and ERs? Please. It's going to be a freaking madhouse. And it might happen January 1st. There's a lot of people that go to the emergency rooms on January 1st. Won't that be fun? Especially if they go to Walmart. I don't understand why people got to storm a Walmart. That's fun to them. Well, it's Walmart. Let's go out and let's storm it. Let's riot. We'll get those deals. We'll trample on people, see if we can kill somebody. This is fun. Then when we get done, well, then we can walk around the street and we can knock somebody out. Part of society we need to fix, man. And I really don't give a damn what stupid color it is who's doing it. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. It's the freaking act that's what's relevant. It's the goddamn act, the actual act of doing that kind of crap that needs to be taken out of our society, out of our mindsets. Good God, what is wrong with people? I hope they catch all those knockout bastards. Yeah, put them in some of these jails. Maybe they can get knocked out. See how it feels. How about that, punk? Well, let's see. Insurance beginning January 1, but a series of administration fixes and delays is turning the milestone into a day for many Americans will underscore the uncertainty about the future of the law. Well, this is why people aren't signing up. They're afraid. They got a feeling that, and they're what they're really wanting, the reason why they're thinking Obamacare is going to be repealed is because they want Obamacare to be repealed. That, Mr. President, you need to pay attention to. The public is still, more than ever now, not in favor of your, you can't call it health care. I don't know what you'd call it. I wouldn't even call it insurance. It's a tax. The Supreme Court said it was a tax because your attorneys argued in the Supreme Court as a tax. So, Mr. Roberts, who's no longer a Supreme Court justice, he can only be called a Mr. now. Certainly not Chief. Mr. Roberts said, yeah, you can keep your health care. It's a tax. And the government has a right to tax. Imagine that. American people got screwed by a technicality. There's no way I could call that Mr. Roberts a justice. Certainly not a chief justice. And I certainly can't call this president. He's president pro tempore until we can figure out a way to get rid of him. Somehow, some way. We have to figure out what we can do. Either we can repeal him, get him completely out of the game, or at least lasso the guy so he can stop violating this frickin' Constitution. I don't really care. Either impeach the man and his entire administration, or put an end to him violating the document. Upside and down the other. I mean, beginning with the preamble on through the body and in deep, 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 deep into the Bill of Rights. I really don't care. As long as it stops, as long as the bleeding stops, we're going to be okay. But we can't have this anymore. The Republic cannot survive. We will not be solvent, nor will we be sovereign. We cannot allow ourselves, this country, to continue to go down. We're well over $17 trillion and fast approaching $20 trillion, probably over $20 trillion, when this president pro tempore, Mr. Satoru, finishes his final term or his final day in office. Look, a country cannot sustain itself with 20 and growing trillion dollars in debt. Liberals may think that there's an endless flow of money hanging on money trees somewhere, but it doesn't exist like that. I flat refuse to learn Chinese. I got nothing against Chinese people. I've been over there. I found them very nice. They've always been nice to me. Chinese people that live in this country have always been nice to me. I love Chinese food. But I'm not going to learn Chinese, and I'm not going to bow to their Chinese ways. I'm American. My point is, I don't want any country, I don't care what it is, the British even. I don't care, even Liechtenstein. I'm American, and I want to stay American. That's my point. And we need to stop buying toxic-laden, baby-killing light bulbs. Frickin' mercury in them. You got to evacuate your whole home. Can't use a vacuum or a broom, and it's got this, and you got to do that. Put on a zoot suit. You can't breathe. How the hell is that supposed to help the environment? Freaking light bulbs doesn't destroy environment. Get the hell out of here. Goddamn light bulb. Now we got to buy these stupid, they're not even, I don't know what the hell they are. I mean, that's, George Bush, why did you sign that in, man? What the hell? And now we're beholden to China. They're the only ones who make it. Okay, we need to turn crap like that around. I don't care what kind of a contract we have with them. We need to put an end to that contract. Screw them. We need to be self-efficient, which we can be. Just think of our economy if this country turned a little more self-efficient. Just think of the economy. Just think how big that economy would be. Actually, got jobs. We got people back in the coal mines. We got people out there in the oil rigs. We got people up in Alaska sucking up natural gas. We got innovation. We got people in technology. Yeah, we're sucking up the oil. We're using the oil, but we also got people now. We can use that money that we're making, and we can program our not program. So we can set up a program. If you're going to go completely against, or completely get rid of everything fossil fuel, well, the only way to do it, you're going to have some kind of Manhattan Project. Well, you cannot expect the private sector to fund that all on its own. Nor can you really expect the government to do it. But if you did come together and the people wanted to do it, you could do it, but you can't stop fuels. Just stop them without the other invented yet. Okay, we're not there yet. So if you're going to expect, I don't care what it says in your stupid piece of legislation. As far as I'm concerned, anything the EPA, any kind of rule of regulation, as far as I'm concerned, should be invalid. There's no excuse that is allowed. The EPA is not. I'm looking right through this document again, and you know what? I know it's been redacted, but I made sure that I took a copy of it before they redacted it, and I don't see anything in here even mentioning the EPA. much less they have a right to, well, pass legislation. So, I mean, I don't know if there's a constitutional scholar out there that might know where it says it in the Constitution, and, you know, maybe we can have a conversation, but I don't see it. Anyway, where the hell were we? God almighty, I've been digressing like a, geez, like a banshee today here. Let's see. Is anybody sure the Obamacare right on track? In other words, Obamacare still sucks. We all know of all the problems that we have with it. We all know that the economy's in the tank. This so-called 7% is not 7%. 91.5 million people out of work is not 7%. We know the real numbers. But it seems that our president pro tempore, Mr. Satoru, No. Obamacare's working just fine. You didn't know that? See, these people, they think that if they just come out and they tell you that everything is rosy, well, just because the president says that everything is fine, then you have to naturally believe it. Well, because the president, he doesn't lie. Really? How many times has this president lied? Well, we can't say lie. You know, he didn't really know. Nobody told him. He was given a speech that was inputted into his teleprompter, and nobody told him that he couldn't say that. So it's not the president's fault. Really? So it's not the president for saying those words. It's somebody else's fault to put it in the teleprompter. The teleprompter inputter. Maybe we should put him on the hot seat in front of one of those hearings. Huh? This is our president pro tempore, Mr. Satoru, who did his, you know, his last press conference before he flew off into Hawaii to get into another fight with his wife, it looks like. I don't know what the hell's going on there. But anywho, who cares? None of my business, and I don't give a damn. So he didn't really have a very good press conference. You're starting to see people, and this is what I was talking about earlier. You're starting to see people. There's going to be a break. NBC, I think, is going to be, might just be a catalyst, whether it's going to be like dominoes. Well, Chuck Todd has been kind of, he's still been a team player, but he has, from time to time, asked, you know, some tough questions, but he's still a sycophant. I mean, you can't get rid of that. He still slobbers over the guy. It's pathetic. But anyway, this is cut number one. I broke this up, and it just gets to the point where, I mean, you just want to run out into the garage and find the dullest instrument you can find and chop your head off with it. I mean, it's like fingers on a chalkboard. So anyway, we got to get through this crap, so let's go ahead. Cut number one. Go ahead.
You've talked about the issues with healthcare and the website rollout, but there have been other issues, the misinformation about people keeping their policy, the extended deadlines, some postponements. We have a new waiver that HHS announced last night. How do you expect Americans to have confidence and certainty in this law if you keep changing it? This one here, this new waiver last night, you could argue you might as well have just delayed the mandate.
Well, no, that's not true, because what we're talking about is a very specific population that receive cancellation notices from insurance companies. The majority of them are either keeping their old plan because the grandfather clause has been extended further, or
the grandfather,
a better deal in the marketplace with better insurance for cheaper costs.
Oh, yeah.
But there may still be a subset.
Well, maybe a subset.
A significantly smaller subset than some of the numbers that have been advertised that are,
what a crock,
still looking for options, are still concerned about what they're going to be doing next year. And we just wanted to make sure that the hardship provision that was already existing in the law would
also... What the hell is he talking about?
...somebody who had problems during this transition period.
Get him off of here! What the hell was he talking about? What? It was babbling. What the hell was he saying? Nothing. What the hell was that? I mean, this guy, I mean, if it's not in his teleprompter, I mean, just words come out. What the frig was he saying? In other words, what he was saying is, please don't ask me any more questions that I have to answer because I don't have the answers, because I don't know. Or I might have the answers, but I can't tell you because then, well, I might get in trouble. You're already in trouble, Mr. Satoru. And now, the second half of this, and he's not done. I mean, this guy just goes blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. But I got another one over here. Well, we'll get to that one next. You're going to really like this one. So let's get this second one over, and then we'll get into the other one. So go ahead and go.
You're making a broader point that that I think is fair, and that is that in a big project like this.
Yeah, big project. Big. Real big.
What we are constantly doing is looking, is this working the way it's supposed to? And if there are adjustments that can be made to smooth out the transition, we should make them. But they don't go to the core of the law. First of all, the core of the law is that for 85% of the population,
85%?
All they've been getting is
screwed.
Free preventive care, better consumer protections, the ability to keep their kids on their insurance plan until they're 26, $1,000 or $500 discounts on prescription drugs for seniors on Medicare. So 85% of the population, whether they know it or not over the last 3 years, have benefited from a whole set of the provisions of the law. And by the way, if it were to be repealed, you would be taking away all those benefits from folks who already are enjoying them.
Is he delusional? The hell? Look, Mr. President pro tempore, we're not buying you anymore, okay? I never did, but there was a certain group of people that were buying everything that you said. They're not buying it either. We can no longer continue to be lied to like this, Mr. President pro tempore, until we can figure out what the hell to do with you. You need to start acting like a president. You want to be called president, you need to act like one. This is not acting like a president. You don't go around Congress and start changing laws. You don't have that power. I'm sorry, but you don't. You should have gone to Congress, and they should have been able to figure something out. That's how it's done. No president's been able to just change the law and only implement parts of it that you want to implement. You can't do that. I know your heart may be in the right place because you want to make damn sure that this Obamacare gets implemented. And now you got caught because you took all their doctors away, their insurance policies. And you kept changing the rule to try to make them happy only for 1 year. So if they can get you to continue to vote Democrat until after 2014, then I guess it's fair game I guess the American people are just open to be screwed. And since they're screwed so badly anyway, by that point, they can't fight back. This is what I see out of this entire government. And what I mean by this government, not just this administration. This has been going on for far too long. We're now at the head. This guy's just taking it to a far extreme. But this has been going for many years now. Well, you know, we tried it. It failed. It doesn't work. Well, people are suffering. People are much worse off before Obama or after Obama than before. I think that's plain to see, especially with 91.5 million people that have, you know, lost their jobs. Now working 29 hours. They got a health care insurance plan. They can get that free abortion, but they can't afford anything else. Certainly can't afford the medication. They can't afford the out-of-pocket expenses. Nor can they even afford the premiums. Who did this help? Who got benefited from Obamacare? You said 85% of the people? No. 85% of the people got screwed because of Obamacare. The other 15% are in Medicaid or Medicare. Don't you go telling me that 85% of the people are benefiting because they got free abortions? I mean, what? I can't take any more of this stuff. Now let's get into this. Wait till you hear this stuff. This is some good stuff. You hear this. Go ahead. Go with this one.
I took this job to deliver for the American people. And I knew, will continue to know that there are going to be ups and downs on it.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. The healthcare website problems were a source of great frustration, I think, in the last press conference. I discussed my frustrations on those.
On
the other hand, since that time, I now have a couple million people, maybe more, who are going to have health care on January 1st.
I now have a couple million people who are going to have health care come January 1st? Okay, first of all, there's so many things wrong with that freaking statement, I don't even know where to start. Number one, I am going to have 2 million. What do you mean you? What do you mean you? You are going to have? What do you, are you the healthcare keeper? What does that mean? I'm going to have 200 million or 2 million people? Well, first of all, that 2 million people, that number is not a real number. First of all, these numbers are this is what I cannot stand. 7% unemployment we know is not a real number. 2 million people is not a real number. 2 million people did not sign up for Obamacare. Nobody has actually physically signed up for it and has paid for it because that part of the program hasn't been built yet. And now he's pulling this out of his ass, it's 200 or 2 million people. Where did he get that number from? And I am going to have 2 million people insured? You? What do you mean, you? What does that mean? You're not going to have anybody insured. This was supposed to bring the, 40-50 million people who didn't have insurance. But you only build a website that can handle 7 million. And now you're saying you got 2 million. Well, first of all, 2 million is just a huge exaggeration because we just found out last week it was only 360,000. That's not 2 million. There's 500,000, 600,000, 700,000, whatever in Medicaid or whatever, 800,000, whatever it is. That's not 2 million people. Nobody signed up for it. You haven't finished the part of the program that takes the money. So he keeps going out there and now just insurance companies just go ahead and just assume that they're still insured. What? If I was an insurance company, no, I'm not doing that. No, you people should have got your act together before you did all this stuff. You should have thought about this before you crammed this down the American people's throat in the dead of night. There was no planning. There was no discussing with the American people. Oh, there was a couple of town halls, but they were. So I am going to have 2 million people insured. You're not going to have 2 million people. It's not you. What does that even mean? I am going to have 2 million people? I don't even understand what that means. All right, let's get this other one done and over with here.
That is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I ran for this office.
Again, with
and
the eye.
As long as I've got an opportunity every single day,
I've got to make sure
that in ways large and small, I'm creating greater opportunity for people. More kids are able to go to school, get the education they need.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
More families are able to
Common Core.
Stabilize their finances.
Mm-hmm. Stabilize.
You know, the housing market is continuing to improve. People feel like their wages maybe are inching up a little bit. If those things are happening, I'll take it.
Inching up? What is he talking about? I'm out there getting people going to their little kids going to school? You're not getting kids going to school. School is mandatory. What the hell are you talking about? You're getting kids to go to school. What the frig? people are feeling their wallets inching up. They're not feeling them inching up. What the hell are you talking about? People aren't going up. They're going down. Mr. President pro tempore, you need to pay attention to what's going on in America. Stop watching MSNBC, I guess. According to them, it's all rosy and perfect. That's where he gets his news from. He doesn't get his news from, top secret, couriers and that kind of stuff. Oh, no, he watches television. That's how he gets his news. Oh, God. I mean, it's just... The economy is stabilizing. The housing market is improving. No, none of this stuff is improving. What are you talking about? You cannot go out there. I can only wait till this State of the Union address that he's going to give next year. Oh, good God. Oh, we did this, and all this is going on. This is all this is. Everything is rosy and beautiful and wonderful. Meanwhile, the entire country is collapsing. We've got Atlantic City and Vegas now are having great difficulties. Hopefully they don't turn into another Detroit, but there's gambling all over the place and people aren't going to Atlantic City and Vegas as much as they are. I think it'll stabilize at some point. It'll come back down to normal. I mean, it's Vegas. Vegas and Atlantic City. I mean, come on. They should be all right. I hope. But there's a lot of cities. California, there's a lot of states that are going under. We need to stop. The bleeding is too much. We got to put an end to the bleeding. I mean, I just cannot be lied to like this. I'm just sick and tired of being told that everything is rosy and beautiful and wonderful and everything is great. Obamacare's out saving people. There's now 2 million. 2 million? No, you've got the people with the Medicaid and Medicare that were pretty much automatically signed in, some of them. The other ones that had to physically go get pay to get into it are only 350,000. But that part of the website that takes their money and gives to the insurance company hasn't been built yet. It's not completed. Meanwhile, you had over 6 million people that have lost their health insurance, been canceled. Yeah, there were some that found new insurance and got insurance. But not all of them. There's still, I think it's roughly about half, or probably more than half, that are in limbo, that don't have insurance. So the 40 plus 50 million people, whatever number it was, where are those people? Got a website that can only handle 7 million. But we've got 50 million people that were uninsured. So again, where's the remainder of the 43? What happens to them, Mr. Satoru? Huh? Oh, but I've got 2 million people who are going to have health insurance come January 1st. Really? When those 2 million people go into the emergency room because they got all liquored up and banged their gourd against a wall or a sidewalk or what have you not. When they don't have insurance, you think those people are going to stand by and just accept that? No. There's going to be a few other people going to get some bumps on the head. You're going to have chaos. You just watch. So if you get sick in the next few months and... I guess the next few years until they figure this out. You know, get a bodyguard. If you got to go, break your toe or cut your head open, you're going to need a bodyguard to go into the goddamn ER. Now they're going to have armed guards at every doctor's office and emergency rooms now. Well, I guess, Homeland Security, they knew what they were getting into. So they bought up all the weapons and bought up all the ammunition. And what they couldn't use, they gave to the drug cartels in Mexico. So they can they can traffic young girls and children across the border. Yeah, but that's who's doing that. Imagine that. Where has the media been on that? How come none of those reporters asked the president about that? That our Homeland Security is allowing the Mexican drug cartels to traffic young children across the border illegally. Then our Homeland Security takes those children and delivers to their illegal alien parents. Says, here you are. Welcome to America. If that isn't grounds for a grand jury, I don't know what is. Where's our media with that? How come nobody asked the president about that in the media? If it was George Bush, they'd be asking that question. You know damn good and well they would be. Yeah, Chuck Todd, you do have a question every once in a while and blah, 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 blah. But you guys still do not go that far. Why we do not have the information on Benghazi right now is mind-boggling to me. You, as a media, where were you? What are you afraid of? Were you bought out? It's because obviously it's because your president obviously did something really, really bad, and you don't want the American people to know about it because then they'd have to look at you because you supported him, and then it's going to come down on you. So you're not really protecting the president. You're protecting yourself, which makes me sick. That's not a journalist. That's not a reporter. That's not your job as a news person. That's not a news person. That's a propaganda person. And now we got NBC who's going full force. Now they're going to go total tabloid now. Unfortunate, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to buy into it. I'm done. God damn it. Well, we missed a whole bunch of stuff here today, but that's all right. I don't know what was going on. I've been digressing. I guess it's just the weekend. I had whatever. The Seahawks, they lost. I'm all jacked up about that, blah, blah, blah. It's sports. It's fun to feel, you know, fun to feel like this, you know. But we know we're going to go to the playoffs. Hopefully Seattle wins next week, though. They should be able to get home field advantage. But we'll find out, and I just can't wait till the playoffs. And Seattle had better go to the Super Bowl, and they had better win it this year. Otherwise, I'm going to make a complete jerk of myself because I predicted it very early on. But that's part of sports. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, in any event, we will see you back here. Thanks for listening. If you listened, if you didn't, if you downloaded it or archived it, thanks for listening. And we will see you back here again tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
Outside it's frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, let it snow. All the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, I'm still good.
fire, as long as you love me so. Let it snow, let it